Wednesday morning, and it's our Tree Talk feature. Joining us in the studio is our expert, Mark Hinsley. Mark, just before that song, we were talking about tree preservation orders, and in particular, the blanket cover that may well affect trees on your property. Quite a few of these blanket area covers in this area. Obviously, with that in mind, you need to try and assess what age your tree is to determine whether or not it was actually there before the blanket cover was in existence. How do you actually decide or age a tree?
Well, there are a number of ways of doing it, Cameron. One of them is a little bit fatal, which is cut it down and count the rings. You know, you find out whether you've committed an offence after the event, which can be a bit troublesome. Yeah. There are invasive methods. There's one the foresters use, which I think called an increment borer, where you can take a core out of a tree and count its rings that way. But that's still invasive and still technically, if the tree is protected, an infringement of the order. One in the garden situations, one of the easiest ways to tell, but most regularly, is to actually look at what's there, why it's there, what the history of the site is. And so many of the tree preservation orders, the area ones, were actually made before development took place to protect trees that were standing in fields and hedgerows. So anything that's a garden type tree and planted after the houses were built often is not protected unless the council have got round to updating their orders, which they should be doing.
So how can you check if your tree or a tree on your property is, say, covered either by the area or a specific TPO, tree preservation order?
Well, the simplest way is simply to ring the council, give them your address and ask them whether there's any tree preservation orders or conservation areas, best to ask both, that affect that property.
And of course, when you buy a house, the chances are it's going to be with the title deeds too, or it should be marked on the plan if you're...
It's a land charge. It should show up in the search when your solicitor contacts the council to the land charges department, amongst any other things. The existence of a tree preservation order should show up.
Right. And again, internet, is there a means to go and check online?
Increasingly, local authorities are putting this information onto their websites. But you do have to be a little bit careful with it. And ultimately, the best way is to get to the authority and ask for a copy of the order, which they'll normally give you one for a fairly small fee.
Okay, some areas are classed as conservation areas. Again, there must be quite a lot of conservation areas across this region. Do the same rules apply there on the trees in that area?
The same penalties apply, Cameron. The rules are different, but if you infringe the conservation area, you face the same level of fine as you would under the tree preservation order. The rules, however, are that you're required to give the local authority 6 week notice of your intent to undertake any works which would, on a preservation order of tree, require an application.
Right.
And the local authority then have got 6 weeks into which to look at this. If they do nothing at the end of 6 weeks, you can do whatever it is you said you were going to do. Or if they wish to stop you or allow you to do things with conditions, they have to make a tree preservation order to do that.
Okay, and finally, why do most tree preservation officers, or tree officers as they're known at the local councils, come under the planning department? What's the reason for that?
Well, it's the most efficient place to have them, really. Tree preservation orders are also a material consideration of any planning application which may be on the land. So the tree officer needs to work very closely with the planning officers in the development control department to ensure that trees are given the proper amount of respect in the planning process.
Very enlightening. Mark, thank you very much indeed. We'll catch up with you in the next couple of weeks.